Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Be the Channel by Hila Wexler is a contemporary spirituality guide focused on channeling as a learnable, practical skill rather than a rare talent limited to professional mediums. Framed as both instruction and personal testimony, the book follows Wexler's journey from a practical, skeptical outlook to a lived experience of direct spiritual communication. Its purpose is to demystify how people can connect inwardly with spirit guides, explore contact with past selves, and seek answers connected to the afterlife, all without relying on an intermediary. Drawing on the author's long experience teaching clients, the book positions channeling as a tool for everyday life, gaining guidance during uncertainty, working through challenges, and strengthening intuition. In tone and intent, it aligns with hands-on spiritual self-development books that aim to translate mystical concepts into repeatable exercises and a stable personal practice, while encouraging readers to trust their own perceptions and build a direct relationship with their inner and spiritual sources of insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, channeling as an accessible human capacity. A central idea in Be the Channel is that channeling is not reserved for a small group of gifted people, but is a natural ability that many can cultivate. Wexler presents channeling less as spectacle and more as a form of direct communication that becomes clearer through practice, intention, and self-trust. This framing matters because it challenges the common assumption that spiritual guidance must come through a professional medium or external authority. Instead, the reader is encouraged to treat spiritual connection as personal, direct, and responsibly developed. The book also uses the author's own shift from skepticism to engagement as a bridge for readers who feel curious but cautious. By emphasizing that she once viewed mediums as unrealistic and later experienced channeling as meaningful, Wexler normalizes doubt as part of the path rather than a disqualifier. In practical terms, this topic supports the book's larger purpose, empowering readers to explore their own intuitive and spiritual channels in a grounded way, and to approach inner guidance as something that can support daily decisions, emotional clarity, and personal growth. The result is an approachable entry point for readers who want spiritual exploration without needing to adopt an identity as a medium. Secondly, direct connection with spirit guides without intermediaries. Be the Channel places strong emphasis on the possibility of contacting spirit guides directly. In the book's positioning, the breakthrough is not merely receiving a message through someone else, but recognizing that guidance can be experienced firsthand. This topic reframes the spiritual relationship as intimate and ongoing, rather than occasional and dependent on appointments, rituals, or specialized gatekeepers. Within that approach, the reader is encouraged to cultivate an inward orientation, listening, sensing, and learning how guidance may present itself in a way that feels personal and recognizable. The book suggests that when this connection becomes familiar, it can be used to navigate ordinary life challenges, not only dramatic questions about destiny or the afterlife. This helps keep the practice relevant for readers who want spiritual tools that integrate with work, relationships, family responsibilities, and periods of uncertainty. By prioritizing direct connection, Wexler also implicitly addresses a common concern in spiritual practice: how to feel safe and confident when exploring unseen realms. While the book does not need to rely on dramatic claims to be useful, its value lies in encouraging readers to form a consistent inner practice that builds discernment over time, making spiritual guidance feel less abstract and more actionable. Thirdly, connecting with past selves for insight and healing. Another key theme is the idea of connecting with past selves as part of spiritual exploration. In Be the Channel, this is presented as a pathway to understanding personal patterns, inner conflicts, and life challenges through a broader lens of identity and experience, rather than treating the past self concept as distant mythology. The book positions it as a source of insight that may help a person access perspectives they do not normally reach through everyday thinking. In practical use, the appeal of this topic is that it gives readers a way to explore questions like why certain fears repeat, why specific relationship dynamics feel familiar, or why some choices carry an emotional charge that seems larger than the present moment. Whether a reader approaches the idea literally or symbolically, the exercise of dialoguing with a past self can function as a structured method for self-reflection and emotional processing. This theme fits the book's larger promise of empowerment. If guidance can come from within the spiritual dimension of the self, then growth is not only about receiving answers, but about integrating them. The past self connection becomes one more channel for clarity, self-compassion, and forward movement, especially when a person feels stuck in old habits or uncertain about next steps. Fourthly, receiving answers associated with the afterlife, as the subtitle indicates. Be the Channel also addresses receiving answers from the afterlife, placing channeling in the wider context of communication beyond ordinary physical life. The book approaches this theme in a way meant to be useful for everyday living, not only for extraordinary experiences. It invites readers who are drawn to questions about what lies beyond death and how spiritual messages might offer comfort, perspective, or direction. For many readers in the spirituality category, afterlife-oriented inquiry is closely tied to grief, meaning-making, and the desire for reassurance that life continues in some form. While the available public description does not enumerate specific stories, the book's positioning suggests that messages from beyond are portrayed as potentially guiding and supportive, helping people face practical decisions and emotional burdens with more steadiness. This topic also clarifies the book's niche within channeling literature. It aims to connect metaphysical curiosity with personal application. Rather than treating the afterlife as a distant mystery, it is framed as part of a living relationship with the spiritual realm. For readers, the value is in the way the concept can expand their sense of support, encouraging them to seek answers through inner communication practices instead of relying solely on external validation. Lastly, building a sustainable practice for everyday guidance beyond the concepts of guides, past selves, and the afterlife. Be the Channel is oriented toward practice developing channeling in a repeatable way so it becomes a steady resource. The book's description highlights that the author has spent many years teaching clients to connect directly, implying a structured, user-focused approach designed for readers who want to do the work rather than only read inspiring ideas. This topic is important because channeling, when presented only as mystical or spontaneous, can feel inaccessible. By treating it as a skill that can be strengthened, the book aligns with modern self-development trends that emphasize consistency, self-inquiry, and personal responsibility. A sustainable practice also helps readers test what feels genuine for them, noticing patterns in their own inner signals over time. In everyday life, such a practice can support decision-making, emotional regulation, and a deeper relationship with intuition. It can also help people move from occasional spiritual curiosity to a grounded routine that fits alongside family, work, and real-world pressures. This emphasis on usability is one reason the book stands out as a practical guide within the wider spirituality shelf. It aims to translate spiritual connection into something a reader can return to repeatedly when new challenges arise. In conclusion, Be the Channel is best suited for readers who are curious about channeling, but want an approach that feels practical, personal, and empowering. Spiritual seekers interested in intuition, mediumship, adjacent practices, or inner guidance will likely appreciate the book's core message that direct connection is possible without depending on an intermediary. It can also appeal to readers who begin from skepticism, since the author frames her own path as a move from doubt to lived experience rather than instant certainty. The main benefit is experiential. The book invites readers to develop a method of receiving guidance that can be applied to everyday questions, not only dramatic spiritual moments. By focusing on spirit guides, past selves, and answers associated with the afterlife, it offers multiple entry points for reflection and support, allowing readers to engage with the material in a way that matches their beliefs and comfort level. For some, the value will be comfort and meaning. For others, it will be self-understanding and clearer decision-making. Compared with many channeling books that center on a single gifted messenger or emphasize extraordinary revelations, Wexler positions channeling as a skill that can be learned and practiced. That accessible stance, paired with the author's long experience teaching clients, gives the book a grounded, how-to-oriented identity within its category. If you would like to support Hila Wexler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.